USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We don't know how much is still out there. That's just the weirdest thing.
Former National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow speaking there on Fox News regarding more stimulus plans and the $1.9 trillion stimulus plan proposed by the Biden administration. Kudlow continues.
You're piling stuff on. It looks a lot like a Democratic wish list. All this government spending is ultimately a tax on the economy. It ultimately contributes to more regulations on the economy.
Regarding Biden's $1.9 trillion plan, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president is willing to work with both sides of the aisle.
The president has been clear since long before he came into office that he's open to engaging with both Democrats and Republicans in Congress about their ideas.
USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by IBM. Patenting new inventions is an important part of innovation. In 2020, IBM received more than 9,000 U.S. patents across key technology fields, making IBM the top recipient of U.S. patents for the 28th year in a row. As many companies use quantum computing to tackle challenges in industries like energy and financial services, IBM remained the leader in quantum computing patents obtained. IBM inventors patented technology to help businesses scale their use of AI and received more than 3,000 patents related to cloud and hybrid technologies. Jeff Welzer, vice president of IBM Research, says,
since 1920, IBM has received more than 150,000 U.S. patents and played a crucial role in innovations ranging from magnetic storage to laser eye surgery. IBM's culture of scientific research is integral to the company's ability to develop technologies that matter to our clients, our communities, and to the world.
To learn more, visit research.ibm.com.
The Washington Post called Joe Biden a president who has been called the most pro-transgender in history. The newspaper also noting that transgender students are at the center of America's culture war, as state lawmakers consider bans on biological males competing in girls' sports. As the pandemic continues, Major League Baseball is proposing delaying the start of the season.
Major League Baseball has proposed delaying the beginning of the 2021 season, shortening it to 154 games. The league delivered the proposal to its players' union over the weekend, though the union has not released an official response. Besides fewer games, the league's proposal includes pushing opening day back a month to April 28th, but would also pay players their full salaries if the full season is completed. Spring training is currently scheduled to begin in a few weeks, with pitchers and catchers reporting around February 17th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Online brokerage firm Robinhood Markets raised another $2.4 billion from shareholders days after investors agreed to pump $1 billion into the online brokerage to help it ride out a trading frenzy in popular stocks, including GameStop. Robinhood is still limiting the purchase of GameStop and other 8 stocks, to which Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri says,
these day traders, these retail investors, they have been subjected to more criticism and more scrutiny by the Wall Street types than the people who single-handedly crashed the financial system in 2008 and then got bailed out by the government. So it is an incredible double standard. They have exposed that double standard. And it goes back to concentrated power, whether it's on Wall Street, whether it's with tech. We need to go after it, and we need to let everyday folks have their share, have their power. That's what the Constitution says, we the people.
The senator speaking there on Fox News. An attempted takeover of a hotel by homeless activists ends in arrest.
Homeless activists with a group called Only Housing took over the Red Lion Hotel in downtown Olympia, Washington, after booking 17 rooms and opening them up to the homeless in the area. The group had demanded that Thurston County continue to pay for the rooms with Federal Emergency Management Agency funding. 7 people were taken into custody on Sunday when law enforcement rushed in. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.